This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Israel has launched an airstrike into Syria, killing a soldier and injuring several others. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Israeli military said it attacked targets near Damascus shortly after an anti-aircraft missile was fired from the Arab country into northern Israel. Israel said the Syrian rocket exploded in the air and was not intercepted by Israeli air defenses, but it activated warning sirens in northern Israel. There were no reports of injuries or damage in Israel. In a rare statement acknowledging attacks inside Syria, the Israeli army said it struck Syrian facilities used in targeting Israeli aircraft, including a radar and anti-aircraft batteries. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Australia Wednesday on a trip aimed at reinforcing the Biden administration's commitment to the Asia-Pacific and Indo-Pacific regions, while also focusing on the crisis in Ukraine. Blinken will meet with leaders of the Quad countries, the United States, Australia, Japan, and India. Australia's foreign minister will host the meeting and said Wednesday the gathering sends a message to China that security in the region remains a priority for the United States. Kyiv won't fulfill the Minsk Agreement, a 2015 peace deal for eastern Ukraine brokered by France and Germany. Under Russian conditions, Ukraine's foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba insisted Wednesday. Kuleba said his government was prepared to implement the deal, but wouldn't engage in direct dialogue with separatist representatives as demanded by Russia. He made the comments as Russia has built up over 100,000 troops near Ukraine's border, but insists it has no plans to attack. Top officials from Russia, Ukraine, France, and Germany are set to meet Thursday in Berlin. This is VOA News. Truckers who were unable to travel from the United States to Canada via the Ambassador Bridge in the U.S. city of Detroit, Michigan, headed to a different bridge Wednesday where they hit another snarl. Now trucks are backed up for miles at that bridge, the Blue Water Bridge. It remains open, but trucks can be seen moving very slowly. Traffic from the U.S. to Canada via the Ambassador Bridge remained blocked Wednesday morning, more than 36 hours after it was completely closed due to a protest by Canadian truck drivers. The protest against COVID-19 mandates and restrictions in Canada spread Monday across the Canadian border with the U.S., sparking traffic delays. The traffic blocking convoy was the first sign demonstrations could affect the U.S. With even Democratic states moving to roll back mask mandates and push toward post-pandemic normalcy, the White House said Wednesday it was beginning to prepare for the next phase of the pandemic response amid growing impatience for the federal government to ease up. The White House COVID-19 coordinator said officials have started consultations with state and local leaders and public health officials on steps they should take to, quote, keep the country moving forward, end quote. Governors and local school officials have been pressing for weeks for clearer guidelines for easing or ending restrictions, but federal officials have been slow to preview potential changes. That's led to a patchwork of local and state policies that differ widely. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was quizzed earlier Wednesday by lawmakers about a photo published by the Daily Mirror newspaper showing him at a Christmas party during December 2020 when restrictions on gatherings were in place. This as it relates to an investigation by civil servant Sue Gray into parties held at number 10 Downing Street.
Mr. Speaker, in the last few minutes, a photo has emerged of the Prime Minister in Downing Street on the 15th of December 2020, surrounded by alcohol, food, and people wearing tinsel. It looks a lot like one of the Christmas parties he told us never happened.
But in what he has just said, I'm afraid he is completely in error.
Lawmakers contend this is a new party not being investigated, while the Prime Minister said the event has been submitted for investigation. Students from all across India extended their support Wednesday to Muslim women students in southern Karnataka state who have been barred from entering the college if they wear a hijab. Students took to the streets holding placards and banners and raised slogans against the government. In the Karnataka state's Mandi town, a Muslim woman student became an internet sensation Tuesday as she was seen chanting an Islamic phrase to counter a crowd of students shouting Hindu slogans while supporting the government's decision on the hijab ban. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.